Hello, welcome back. This is the lunchtime of, and we don't get to eat lunch. The food is delicious here, incidentally.
And we don't get to eat it.
So I'm pretty excited about maybe getting some lunch. So hopefully someone will get some lunch. But the cool thing is we're here in Nairobi, Kenya. We're at Nextech Africa 2017. It's been a fabulous conference so far.
It is pretty freaking legit. Everything has been totally put together. The people here are amazing and thoughtful. And I think one of the things that is most significant about this and that we need to understand as Americans is that, well, first, it's not appropriate for us to just drop ship in here.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me tell you about cognitive services and 50 megabits up, down, and then take off, right? This is about listening. It's about talking to people and also recognizing that every country, every region, every continent has different problems to solve. Assumptions around bandwidth may be appropriate in the city, right? I've got amazing bandwidth here. I have legit been Netflixing. Yeah. I've been Netflixing in, you know, and even though
I installed Visual Studio 2017.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it downloads everything, and it was fine.
My kids are African-American. My wife is from Zimbabwe. Even my kids were like, well, are you going to be in a village? Are you going to be, will they have shoes? Let's just be real. You look outside, there's amazing high-tech buildings, but at the same time, there are, you know, people in Audis, and then there are people in what they call combis or matatus.
Yeah.
Living side by side. So there is a little bit of this, the haves and the have-nots, but also from what technology that we can bring and then a realization of how they would apply it. We talked about the bot framework and machine learning. That's cool, but maybe they're not going to be on the latest iPhone. Some people will, but could I have a conversation on the bot with the bot framework with SMS on a feature phone?
Mm-hmm.
Could I enable someone who is a smaller business who's trying to sell their wares on a smaller, low-powered phone with something like bot framework or with machine learning? So it's applying these new technologies to solve problems that are uniquely Kenyan. And I'm not the person to tell you about that, right? The person is a Kenyan. So what we try to do here is we come in, we listen, we share, we enable, and we empower, and then they will solve those problems their way.
One of the cool things is there was an MVP here, Conrad Akunga. Maybe you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, like, we were just talking shop, right? And when we talked about sort of programming and DevOps, the principles were exactly the same.
Yeah.
The application was a little bit different.
That is a really great way to put it. Yeah. Like, the tech is the same, but the understanding about the context that it lives within, how someone does business, the systems that they have to do business. People should take a look at BRCK. I think is it BRCK? BRCK.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really great company by Eric Hermsman who makes this BRCK. It's this tank of a machine, and what it is it's a router and NAS and complete system that you might take out, you know, 100 miles out, right into the rural areas, that then gives them a Wi-Fi hotspot. You put in SIMs, it can hop between multiple carriers, it can do whatever it takes to enable a Wi-Fi hotspot. But then think about the larger technical problems that you could solve. Let's say someone hits a website, could it be a local CDN?
Mm-hmm.
Could it provide the CSS and JavaScript there locally, like a micro edge router? And this isn't a uniquely Kenyan problem. This is a problem that happens anytime you go into the rural areas.
Here's another example. We were at the Kenyan Wildlife Reserve, and the IT folks came out. Wonderful people. They're like, yeah, we have a problem with the fence. People cut it. And the way we know that it's cut, because the lion gets out, and then people, this is no joke, then they get to see the lions for free. It's what you said.
Where is this?
This is a Kenyan Wildlife Reserve. Is that right? KSW, okay. I think is what it's called.
A little bit outside of town.
Yeah, a little bit out. It's just like really close by. And he said, we want to create an IoT solution that will let us know when the wires are cut. And I'm like, holy cow, everyone. I mean, it's same tech, same kind of principles, different application.
Right. My brother has horses on his farm in Oregon. He has the exact same problem.
Yeah, and so it was cool to see that the technology principles are the same, the technology sort of things that you use are the same, but how you use them might be a little bit different. Most people don't know 95% of Africans have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that's really interesting about this, if you think about the history of America, which is a very stretched out, very, very large and very isolated country, how we got all that copper wire put down, how we got all those railroads put down, World War II and all those kinds of things, there was a lot of effort put digging wires, stretching wires around America to give landlines.
Mm-hmm.
But on the continent, on the African continent, a lot of countries skipped that and went straight to mobile. It's very unusual to have a landline in a suburb.
It's not even cost effective.
Because why do that? It's cheaper to put up cell phones. And one time, true story, about 10 years ago, I was driving from Arusha, Tanzania, up through Namanga, north up towards Nairobi, and it was my first kind of first African road trip. I've been around the continent a number of times, but it was the first time I did a road trip, and I thought, when the car broke down, that we were in the middle of nowhere. I was like, oh man. Because I had a stereotype in my mind about what it was gonna be like here. So Namanga is kind of like, if you ever drive north from San Francisco up towards Seattle, it's like, you know, Weed, California. Mm-hmm. Little small town, but you can totally live there. It's just hanging, like Ashland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's a border town. It's on the border of Tanzania and Kenya. And I'm like, we're gonna die. We're so in the middle of nowhere. And the guy pulls his phone out and he's got 4 bars. Kenya cell, right? See a Maasai guy walk by, guy's got a Galaxy S3. You know, I mean, people have smartphones and they've got sometimes faster and better internet from a mobile perspective than you'll see in rural Oregon, as an example.
And one of the things that I realized is that as a technology person in Africa, you don't have the baggage of 20 years of COBOL back-end systems that you have to migrate forward. You can start with the best stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can put together really nice systems. They use PHP and JSON. They can have web APIs, and they can get systems set up really quickly. Another interesting thing is M-Pesa.
The money, right? Is at banking.
Right, it's their banking. So it's the idea that, and this is amazing, someone had an iPhone, same iPhone that I had, and they showed me something I'd never seen before, and I feel a little ignorant. Mm-hmm. They went to settings, mm-hmm. okay, and they went down into the system, and they found a place that said SIM applications. We don't see that in the States.
I don't even know what that is. No.
They click on SIM applications, and it is an application that runs on the SIM card.
Holy cow.
And they had 5 or 6 SIM applications, and then they clicked it, and they were in a whole world that I'd never seen, and I thought I knew everything about my iPhone. M-Pesa runs as a SIM application, and that's how that wallet system works. They can then pick that SIM up, move it to another phone, plug it in, and it might be on an Android phone, and they have that application available. So they're moving information around and moving money around that way. It's at the SIM level.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so M-Pesa is like Stripe here, where someone could go and have a small business. I saw a really cool small business called Mook, M-O-O-K-H. Mm-hmm. It's like Stripe and Shopify. If I've got a small business or I'm a mechanic, or maybe I'm selling my wares, I can put up a website, I can set up a Facebook page, I can then embed that within my Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then it says checkout. We see checkout with PayPal, checkout with Apple Pay. They have checkout, and you use this Mook platform that then lets me check out with M-Pesa, which everybody has. You can send me some, we can go out to dinner, I can send you some to pay for the meal, I can move it from my bank, if I do have a bank account, into my M-Pesa account, and then I can go and pay my utilities, pay my bills, or even my relatives' bills.
Which is pretty cool, because I mean, people in America have this notion of Africa, you know, everyone's on safari and we're living in tents.
It's but pretty horrible.
Like, no joke, I was in the bathroom today taking a shower thinking, I want to decorate my house like this. This is beautiful.
That's coming from a place of privilege to be able to say that. It is a pretty fantastic hotel. This hotel is probably one of the top 5 hotels that I've ever stayed in how nice it is.
It's ridiculously nice. In fact, Caitlin went into her room and started texting us like, have you guys seen your room? Yeah, we were in it. It was amazing. So, I mean, I think we need to sort of dispense with the notion that, you know, Africa is the way we think it is, and realize that there are some interesting opportunities technologically here that Microsoft is enabling.
Yep, and ultimately it comes down to helping people solve their problems their way. And again, gets to our coming back all the way to the beginning. You'd never want to drop into a country, assume that you know things, and assume that you know their problems and their things. We need to shut up.
Yeah.
Of course we can't now because we're on a talk show.
Yeah.
Shut up and spend more time listening. And I would encourage anyone that does that to, you know, you can't just roll in, do your safari, and take off.
Yeah.
The reality is not, it's offensive to think that there's, you know, lions in the street. This is a high-tech hub of interesting startups, and actually after this I'm going to be going to South Africa, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be going to Johannesburg and talking at the Cloud Summit, and one of these days I'm going to get over to Cape Town. Huge startup mm-hmm. community there.
Well, there's one
huge
here called Silicon Savannah. Here, yep. There's one in Lagos in Nigeria, yep. if I remember right. There's tons of cool tech places here that are really interesting.
Yeah, maker spaces are being enabled on the African continent, and then, you know, we both as technologists, as volunteers, and, you know, tertiarily as Microsoft employees need to do the best we can to enable that.
Awesome. So you have some talks here. Can you tell us about those?
So I did a kind of a evening keynote. Mm-hmm. I did my JavaScript fun talk. I just came off of an open source and .NET talk where we talked about .NET Core and what that meant here. A lot of interest in Docker and containers and things like that. Also side by side with PHP, there was some interest there. I did a meeting with about 50 college students a moment ago. Mm-hmm. And then after this, I'm gonna go and talk about being a social developer.
Exciting.
One of the challenges I've heard here is that the recruiting industry here is very much paper CVs, and you wanna figure out how you get from the big pile to the small pile.
Right.
So I'm gonna spend a little time sharing techniques that I think are universal techniques,
right,
and then hopefully listening to them and finding out what is unique about the Kenyan process where you could be seen. Because mm-hmm. you don't necessarily want it to just be nepotism that gets you the job.
Right? Yeah,
you want to be unique and you want to be interesting.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you get to it. You have a little work to do. We're going to next talk to the Windows Insider Group with Sonia. Donna Sarkar. What? How could I forget that name? I'm so sorry. Donna Sarkar, Jeremiah Marble, and an insider. So we're excited for that. We're going to go to that right after a little break. So we'll see you after this.